Jim, do you think that was a fair reflection, the score?
A bit harsh. I think we contributed to our own downfall the second half. You know, we talk about, there's no doubt when Morrison's and Thompson are missing, we were a wee bit lacking in depth, and set pieces was always going to be a concern when you look at the power they've got there. But we just said to them, you know, the one thing you can't do is give them free headers. We've done that for the second goal, so we got punished for that. So that was proved to be right. If you don't, you know, you've got to be at least in there challenging. And the third and fourth goals were our own. We contributed to those goals by sloppy clearances. It was a bad pass out of the defence for Kerr Young, and then he's miskicked one, maybe through tired legs, I don't know, but he should have put it in the stand. And the goals were resultants of poor mistakes. So they're young boys, hope they can learn from it. But as far as effort, as far as having a goal, I thought they were tremendous. I thought they worked their socks off. They played some good passing football today, and but the difference was the two sides is that their most experienced players that played tonight all played well, and I think maybe the fact that you know, the criticism they got for the Stranraer at home was always going to be plus I suppose the way they played Rangers tonight, I'm sure if you ask them they'll have said they played really well, and that's maybe a bit of respect that we got. But it was great to see the stadium as full as I've seen it here. It was a great atmosphere, so you want more of it. Just hopefully young boys, I'm not going to criticise them too much, they gave it there, and it was a bonus game for us, and that's why we played. You know, we were very positive in the way that we set the team up. And even at the end there, when we were 3-0 down, we still went 4-3-3 and tried to do something. But experience is always a thing against that at that level, is always going to tell against us, and it did tonight, because Rangers played well and it was their experienced players that, you know, that set the tone, I thought, tonight. And we just didn't have any experience of players at all on the pitch, so it makes a big difference. So. But as I said, Morris and Thompson were a big miss, particularly in a game like this. But as I say, we'll not get too down about it. Our games, the ones we're most concerned about are the teams outside Rangers. We've handled them well this year. We do continue that, though the injuries tonight have been, Josh's looks like a broken bone in his hand, and Ryan Williamson, they're both gone away for x-rays, so it doesn't help the cause when you've got a small squad. But hopefully we'll keep our fingers crossed they're not too bad, and then we've got two big games coming up against Stenishmeer away and Stranraer at home, so they're the games that matter now. And as I say, as long as our young players learn from tonight. As I say, I thought 4-0 was a little bit harsh, but that was basically down to us contributing to it.
So you see, after 20 minutes you must have been delighted with them when they started.
Tremendous. We had a couple of great opportunities. Gagan wasn't far away for header, and of course they go straight up the park and score. But goalkeeper, there was a corner came in that Cammy Bell made a good save from as well. We started really well, and I thought we started bright. I thought we passed the ball well, we were brave on the ball, we never panicked or resorted to kicking it up the park. We played well. We got Ryan Williamson a lot down the right hand side with his pace, and we were pleased, you know. And 1-0, you're still always in the game. It was a good goal. He's cut inside and drilled a great shot. Maybe we could have closed it down a bit quicker, but we didn't. You know, Daly is always in this league. Is going to be a handful for any, particularly young kids like that. But Lewis Martin and that came out. Ryan Williamson, both 17, you know, come out with a huge credit tonight against, as I say, the best team in the league. So a lot of positives for Dunfermline tonight, and they're a cracking wee side. And I just hope that it was unfortunate that they made mistakes tonight that against teams like Rangers, they'll punish you. You maybe get away with it in some games, but you'll not get away with it against Rangers, and then that turned out to be the case.
What's the mood in the dressing room, Jim? Are they not too down, are they?
No, they're down, and I'm glad they're down. Disappointed. You know, they were up, keyed up. They thought they could maybe get a result tonight, which is great. Christ, I hope they were that they're a bit down, but they've nothing to be ashamed of. They're nothing to be too down about. You know, I think they're more down about the goals that they conceded late on, third and fourth particularly, could have been avoided. Just sloppy play, just a slack pass, punished, and a missed clearance, punished. So, you know, you can play all you want, you can pass it about, you can work your socks off, but you can't legislate for sloppy, things like that. It's maybe it's a factor, maybe tired legs because of the effort they put in. You could always say, well, that's the only way you can defend it, but it shouldn't happen. Ball either got to be played with a better pace than that, or you don't give them the ball, you play it in the channel, and the misclearance, well, that's again, it's a mistake that we've been punished for, as I say. You maybe sometimes get away with it, not tonight. And,
it's an uncle for Williamson.
Yeah, he slipped. I think he just slipped, got caught, and then he looked like he couldn't get any movement in it. But the doctors managed to free it up, and we'll just keep our fingers crossed. There's nothing serious. Josh has obviously got a bad leg, but he had it early in the match, and he's battled through. And I thought he was immense tonight. I thought Wee Falkenham was just terrific tonight, and leader, and you know, when he's in there against Black and Law and everything, he stood out for me, and you know, he played a great part tonight. But you know, there was a lot of good performances tonight, just the mistakes, you know, picking up at the set play, and the two missed clearances were what caused their downfall. I think if you take that out of the equation, you know, it's a very tight game.
Thanks,
Jim. Okay. Thanks.